Okay, let's step into hour number two. As all of you know who frequent the internet, it is quite a canvas for people to attempt to make statements. There are probably hundreds of thousands of people who are seeking to establish themselves as a pundit, an analyst, a critic, something along those lines. There are writers, there are columnists, there are essayists by the tens of thousands who never really seek anything but notoriety. They're just, that's who they are. Ultimately, they're looking for a celebrity. To actually make a name on the internet worldwide, to the extent that my guest this hour has, is something that comes along, well, one in a million, that old cliche would work. I would suggest one in many more than 1 million. Because David Dees has assumed the position as, without question, the world's number one political artist, political commentator. David Dees says things with images that those essayists and writers and columnists could spend 5 years trying to come up with in terms of a succinct statement that would intrigue people, that would capture their imagination, that would truly change them and change their views on things, or drive home a point to the extent that someone just stares at their work and rereads it over and over again. Well, that's the case with David Dees' political art. And if you haven't been through his gallery, look at the top of Rents.com, right under his usual position up there of political art, and look for the archives, David Dees' archives. Go through those, but prepare to spend some time and prepare to be amazed. David Dees has no peers. He has simply taken the art of political art to a level never before achieved, I think never before imagined. He's extraordinary. He's also a very humble man. He is not on an ego trip. He has been with us for a number of years now at Rents.com. He's just an amazing fellow, and he's with us tonight up very early in Sweden, somewhere over there. Are you there?
Yeah. Yes, I am. What an intro.
That was a $5. That was a $10 intro.
Well, I hope I can live up to all that.
It's all true, David. You have literally reinvented the idea of transporting into people's minds images that carry with them impact, knowledge, realization, awareness, intelligence, enlightenment, shock, revelations. I could go on and on. But your work is so unique and so staggering to most people that I've seen it plastered on store windows, on walls, on vehicles. As you know, it is literally all over the world. You are forever imprinted upon the consciousness of the planet in this age of the internet. And it's something that you didn't set out to do, I guess, did you?
I don't know how this all happened. I did the first piece, I guess, about 3 years ago, and I got addicted to it. I just, as I listen to your radio shows and read all the information, the alternative news information on the internet, it becomes very visual to me, and I just see, what you haven't seen is how I would love to illustrate very complicated concepts, but they really take so many hours, and so you're seeing some of the easier ideas, the things I can throw together in a few days. But anyway,
David, when you come up with an idea or a concept, how does it appear to you? Dreams, just in a moment, sitting working on something else, it just pops in. What's the MO?
A lot of times by listening to other people talk or reading, and they'll say, I think I was listening to, I forget who it was, but he said, they're driving us into bankruptcy, and I just, visually, I'm like, driving us into bankruptcy, what would that mean to me, because I like the like the idea of being forced into it. And then I had, like a family in a car going down a freeway, and as they look at the freeway signs, all the signs say bankruptcy, and then you realize that there's a chain pulling the car, towards bankruptcy. Yeah, that's what I got. So I haven't done that one yet, but I think that would be an interesting visual.
It's on the way. You have covered a wide wide, wide array of subjects. One of the first that I remember was, well, I remember them all, but in particular was the guy sitting out on the, I guess it was a chaise lounge or something, on a nice sunny day with sunglasses reading a newspaper, and up above him were chemtrails.
Yeah,
that's a D's
classic. And the newspaper, you remember what it said?
Oh, sure.
The name of the newspaper was the Daily Wake Up Call, and yeah. It had a story on the cover of the paper about more gallons related to chemtrails. But on the back was the weather report, and it said sunny until chemtrails.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Which is all too true. Pardon me?
All too true.
Yeah. We have chemtrails here in Sweden. By the way, I moved here 6 years ago, and I really like it. I live in the southern part, so it's not like polar bears walking around. It's actually, with the weather changes, we didn't even have much snow at all this winter. So I'm really enjoying it here. I don't really have a plan to move back to America. I'm kind of watching it all implode from a distance. Maybe that's why I feel so safe and with doing
and creative. And the creativity, because you do feel safe.
Yeah,
you're unfettered. You're not under anyone's thumb. You're allowed to bring this information forward. Do you ever get the sense that it's coming from some other place through you at times?
Not really, no.
It's something that then is pretty well confined to your intellect.
I look at the illustrations, pick up ideas and concepts, and then it goes. I don't think that the illustrations are so complicated. They seem pretty basic. You know, I don't throw that many elements in. I try not to mix too many symbols. Try to have a very basic concept that I push. And it's just things that I'm hearing on the radio, so it's, I don't think I'm divining this from the angels or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't mean to go that way, but there are streams of subject matter which flood through the internet, and as they go through your mind, at some point, like you say, an expression, a phrase will catch, and from that, all of a sudden, bang, you've got an idea, a concept.
Yeah. Let
me ask you another question.
Okay.
How does it look from over there? What's happening to your country here?
It looks like tyranny is. Did you see the new video where the guy is being held down by the two police officers and he starts praying out loud and singing, and he says, "You don't own me." And they pull out a taser, and they taser him, and he jumps up and runs away. Did you see this?
I just got it an hour ago and put it up and haven't been able to look at it yet. That's pretty wild.
It is stunning. It is surreal to watch this. This is somebody that refused to be controlled, and I can't say that I would do the same. I'm sure I would submit totally just because I don't want a problem. But the funny thing here in Sweden is that you don't there's such a lack of police state. You don't even see a police, much less a police car. I mean, you'll go for days or a week without seeing the police here. So
speaking of tasers, American law enforcement officers have publicly executed over 300 people with them to date. That's pretty grim.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
You've featured tasers in your art several times.
One of my favorite things to put in there. I just try to show people the horror of it. You know, we're doing a radio show, but if you haven't been on the internet to see all the art, I don't know if it means if this is going to be so interesting. It's a very visual thing we're talking about that you have to go through the archives and take a look. Because I go through occasionally, and I forget about the pieces. I just do them as fast as I can and put them out, and then I go. Sometimes I'll kind of wander through there, and I'm just amazed at what we have assembled. You know, in the last almost 3 years, coming up, I think it's September. This September will be 3 years that I did my first one.
Well, look under the top. We call it our splash art and look at the D's archive. It is quite a journey. We've had a lot of people ask, can we get reproductions? You know, how can I do that and so forth? Are you still working on the book concept, or is someone helping you work on that, David? I know there was a coffee table book in the works at one point.
Well, there was somebody offered, it was a publishing company offered me, I think they were going to give me a dollar a book, and I passed on it.
A dollar a book? That's it?
Yeah. So I haven't really found
too.
Pardon me?
I'd pass, too.
Yeah. I haven't really found a deal that I will do it. But we have enough art now that we can make one hell of a book. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All right, stand by. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back with David Dees. Got a little bit of a delay on the phone overseas here. And when we come back, we'll talk to David some more. There is a phone number here if you'd like to call in and talk to David Dees and ask him a question or two. 888-747-1968. Again, that's 888-747-1968. For David Dees. Be right back. Okay, and we're back, talking with the brilliantly talented Rents.com political artist, David Dees, who has really shaken the world. His images are seen in every country that has the internet. And the amazing thing about David's images is that they don't need words. Now, I say amazing because that's what art is supposed to be. But in this case, the political implications of what David is describing and depicting in his art is often so overwhelming for people that they print these things out, they put them on their walls, they show them to people. You don't forget, the old expression, and it's an old cliche, a picture is worth 1,000 words. In David's case, 10,000 words perhaps. And I wanted to ask you, what kind of criticism do you get from people who may be envious, shall we say, of your work?
Mostly I get that I'm anti-Semitic because I talk about Zionism. We all get
right.
that.
Which is, of course,
I don't get
absurd.
So much, I don't get so much hate mail. I tend to think that even the Illuminati, the bad guys, even like the art because I make it a little campy. I make it almost like, remember the old Batman TV show with the colors and the...
Sure.
And the angles and the explosion, not the explosions, but the, you know, the fight scenes and stuff. I do tend to lean that way sometimes. Other times, of course, when I go into talking about Israel, I can get pretty graphic. Yeah.
Well, as it should be. I mean, all you're doing is reflecting what's going on there. And if the news media were honest, it would do the same thing. But it doesn't for some reason. The reason is pretty obvious.
Yeah, so, totally controlled.
Your favorite subjects, do you have anything you really especially like to do?
Anything that I get real emotional about and get upset and want to fight uh-huh. back. The art is really emotionally driven. That's what makes it so I, you know, the wind under my wings or whatever, just I'm pushed along. It's because I get so upset. And when this comes out, and then I just sit back and laugh at the art and I go, okay, this ought to have an effect. And then
sure.
I just launch it,
sure.
And it's so funny to put it on the internet, and within an hour, have millions of people see an art. It's just an amazing time as an artist. I would encourage anybody to try this type of art. I feel a little alone because there's not so many people even attempting to do it. It's only done with Photoshop. I'm just basically cutting photographs apart and sticking them together. It's more the thinking behind it than the actual technique.
Well, that's the reason no one is trying to copy you, David, because no one thinks like you. You can't copy an original. It doesn't work.
Well, I don't know. I wish there was more people. I'm very competitive in that way. I just wish there was more people that I could compete with. You know, when I was starting out, I worked at an illustration studio, and there was 8 illustrators, and every one of us were very competitive. So you know, when a job would come in the studio, we were doing advertising illustration. And when they assigned it, you know, when you got assigned a nice poster that came in for Coca-Cola or for,
right,
you know, a big client, you know, it's a feather in your hat. And then everybody's looking over your shoulder, going to see what you're going to do and if you're going to choke on it or not. So I came from a heavily competitive atmosphere. In political arts, I don't see so many people, you know, doing this. But I wanted to talk about the splash you have right now on rents.com.
We can. We're sliding into a break here in about a minute and a half. So let me, if I might, before you do that, remind people we've got Tex on the line who would like to ask you a question and talk to you. We'll do that after the break. In fact, we have a couple of people standing by to talk to David Dees. I'll give you the phone number again if you'd like to call in and get in line. Hopefully we won't get too many people. We can get as many in as we possibly can, of course. 888-747-1968. David Dees, who has inspired a whole generation of people to look toward political art as being something much more than it ever has been. We all remember the common black and white pencil type drawings that used to be political art. Well, David's work is so far beyond that that I think that's one of the reasons that he doesn't have any real, as he says, competition, at least so far. But he'd like to see it. He'd like to see more people doing this kind of thing. But again, it goes back to the mind of the man. That's really where the genesis of the whole thing lies. So hang on. We'll be right back with David and a couple of you folks out there on the line in just a couple minutes. Get right back to David Dees. Don't have a whole lot of time, not a half an hour to go. We've got several people on the line who want to talk to David. If you look at rents.com, you'll see David's latest. It's another stunning picture. It's the juxtaposition of one path and another. Tell us more about it, David.
Very rare we do this, but it's a new book cover I just did. It's called Cancer, Step Outside the Box, and it shows the bottom in a box. It shows the big three of, I believe it's what, the legal medical treatments, which is surgery, take out with surgery or with chemotherapy or with radiation.
And right, cut, slash, and burn, we call it.
Yeah, and it's a book written by an amazing guy, Ty Bollinger. And you got to take a look at this book. If you click on the art, actually below the art, you'll see where the book is. And take a look at that. And it shows a family above the big three. It shows a family walking away out of the dark into the light. And I'm from lived in California a while, so it's a little bit of California with the nice slice of paradise dropped in. But it's just a clean, refreshing, healthy feeling you get from the direction they're heading, and that's away from these horrible medical treatment that they're inflicting on people. So take a look at that.
They are. Yeah. We're going to have Ty Bollinger on the program tomorrow night to talk about this very important new book as well. All right. There's some fans of David on the line. We'd like to get as many on the program as we can this half an hour. Mike in Texas is standing by. Hello, Mike. Are you there?
Yes. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening. Welcome. David is here. Go right ahead, please.
I don't want him necessarily to give away any secrets, but I'm just curious if he'd maybe speak to the subject of is he doing this in acrylics or oils or airbrush or just what are his artistic techniques that turn out such great work without giving
away
any secrets.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It's simply done with Photoshop. I'm on a computer, and I have a pad and a pen, and I go to Google Images, and I look through millions of images, and I just cut them apart and refashion them to make a statement. But then I airbrush with the computer pen to smooth it all out and give it a very illustrative feel. I'll groom the photograph to bring it into more of a surreal quality, I guess. I don't know. It's not done with oil. It's all done on the computer. But I did used to work in oils. I started out painting in oils, and for many years I airbrushed using acrylic. And I simply went on computer about 1995, and it's amazing how I can just use the computer pad and imitate almost the same technique, the same look as I did when I painted physically.
Huh. So the pad and pencil is an electronic computer pad is what we're talking about.
Yeah, and they're real cheap. You can get them on eBay. You can buy them. I would recommend everybody to try it because you can do some amazing things with that. Photoshop,
very nice.
Powerful program.
I've seen some of David's other work. He does different kinds of work, and it is every bit as amazing as what we get to see at Rens.com. He's a real talent.
Thanks.
We're real proud to have him on the scene, as it were, because just imagine the world without David Dees and the imagery and the... No, seriously, I'm not blowing smoke your way, friend. I'm telling you the truth. You've made a huge difference, and it's going to stay around for a long time.
Well, I hope so. I mean, when you look through the archives, I'm amazed at the archives, but, you know, when you get about halfway through, you realize where we were then and, you know, where
yeah.
we're going to be in a year from now. So.
Yeah, all true. It's a time travel, and it's an archive of our times, in a way.
It is. When you go back and see the Ron Paul, when he was running for elections, and...
Mm-hmm.
Those are some very, you know, you look at the colors change. You can see how inspired we were when Ron Paul was running. And, you know, even though we were fooling ourselves, you know, that he was going to get in, you can see how
right.
it was just an explosion of color and energy. And then after that, it just got really dark. There's a lot
True.
Of different periods I'm going through with this stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's go to California, David's old stomping grounds, and say hi to Randy. Hello, Randy. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call, Jeff. I've been a fan of the show for many years. Dave,
great.
Hi. This is Randy out here in California, and I'm thrilled to hear you on the show tonight. Dave, I got to ask you, how's your cat doing, brother?
He's talking about... Oh, hi, Randy. What part of California in?
I'm in Southern California, out in the Inland Empire area.
Okay. My cat, Aussie... I have him on the internet with a lot of YouTube videos of him. You know, I walk my cat to the park next door. It's quite a scene. You know, other people walking dogs, and I walk my cats. I'm sort of the cat lady, I suppose. But last week, he disappeared, and I was heartbroken for 5 days. And then he walked in, and he'd been hit by a car. So I've had a really tough time, and I had to have an expensive operation, and was taking donations. So. He is right here with me. He's out of the hospital. He's recovering, but it was a very expensive operation I had to have. And I will, you know, hoping for donations to help me pay for it, because I'm not, I don't get paid to do the political art. People think I do, but actually just I'm just driven to do it. So I'm not rich at all.
You know something, Dave, listen, I got a contribution in the mail, and I just had to ask you about OC. But I just have to tell you, I love your work. You're just marvelous. And you know, Jeff, when I think of Rents.com, you and Dave are hooked at the hip. I look forward every day to clicking on there and seeing the new artwork, and it's just a fantastic combination. So thank you both so much. And
well, thanks, Randy.
Do, and I'll let you go.
Thank you.
Man.
Thanks very much. I look forward to the next David D's art just as much as you people do.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I do too. I'm actually watching all this happen in front of me the same way you are. So.
Yeah, and David just mentioned he does not get paid for what he does, and that's quite true. And it is pure in that sense. I mean, here is a man who's not on the payroll of a major newspaper or a major magazine. He's doing this because he cares about the planet, about the people, and about our future. And it's reflected quite clearly in all of his artwork. All right, we've got a couple more folks online here. Let me give you the phone number again, then we're going to take another break. 888-747-1968. And Ossie's doing much better. He's home with David now. And what's the prognosis, David?
He is completely recovering. He was his thorax was broken in three places, and his leg was dislocated. It was just horrible. But you know, the 2-hour surgery, they put him back together, and he's limping around. And I took him out yesterday walking. We walked.
Good.
Oh, the funny thing was, I just got to tell you, is that I took him and two other cats and. It was very dark. I think it was about 4 in the morning. And, it would have been 11 o'clock last night. And they were running around in circles. I couldn't figure out what was happening because it was dark. But there was two baby rabbits that were being chased in circles. They wouldn't run out of this area. And so it was a comical scene. So,
two baby rabbits in the park.
Yeah, and they were so much
David
faster
and
than the
three cats.
They were just running circles around them, and they wouldn't even run away. They would just, you know, and it just went on for like 30 minutes. So they were just having
fun
with the cats.
No wonder you go out there. That's a real special trip. Good for you. Hang on, we'll be right back. More calls and a little more time with David Dees. And do take a trip through the archives at Rents.com. Just look at the history of art that this man has given to all of us. We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back with David D. In Colorado, Laura has called in and would like to talk to David. Hi, Laura. You're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. How are you tonight?
Great.
I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to be able to tell both of you how much this household appreciates your work. Every night, we are on Rents.com. We turned our TV off a long time ago. And Rents.com is what we have, or the Rents radio is what we have at nighttime for our entire evening. Even when we go to bed, it's still on because our computer's in our bedroom. And, of course, every evening when we first come home and we turn it on, the first thing we do is run over to see the D's artwork, you know. My husband will say, oh, did you see it tonight, you know, and or I'll say, look what he's done tonight, you know, and we'll look on there. And just can't tell you, too, how much we appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Is any piece that you like particularly?
Well, you know what? They all say everything. I will tell you this. I commend you as our Israelite brother, David. And I think you know what I mean when I say that. And I really liked the one about Hollywood the other night. That was just absolutely over the top. It told the whole story. You know, my husband is also an artist, and he hasn't done artwork for a long time. There's just no market really anymore for a lot of the different paintings and stuff. So he's kind of out of that. But we sure love your artwork.
That's amazing. I really appreciate that.
Well, he was listening a while ago. There's a delay here on the show. So while I was on hold in the kitchen on the cell phone, I'm telling him, go in there and listen, because you're talking about the Photoshop and everything. He's got that stuff on his computer, too. But he's kind of a novice. He's learning how to do that stuff. So you may end up with some competition after all.
I welcome it. If you go on the YouTube, just type in Photoshop tutorial or how to Photoshop. There's a lot of people that are much better technicians than me that will give you a lot of tips, teach you anything you want to know about Photoshop. I use the very basic Photoshop technique. In fact, on the internet, the people that really understand Photoshop, they you ought to see how rude they are towards me, and that I am the nothing in the art world according to them. But okay, I don't think they're really looking at the message; they're just looking at the technique.
They're jealous.
Well,
and as far as we're concerned, you're the top dude. I mean, that's all there is to it, you know?
Pardon me?
He is, Laura.
He is the top dude. And, Jeff, I wanted to ask you something real quick. Do you remember an herbalist named Jeff Sherman?
I do. It's been a long time, though.
I'm his secretary now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was. He may even be advertising on your site here before long. But he still has an office in California and has one in Colorado. He's going to end up shutting this one down because of, you know, when no one has a job, no one can really go to the herbalist, you know?
Well, I do remember him. Tell him hello for me, please.
I certainly will. I was really surprised when he told me that you had came in and seen him a long time ago. So that was really a surprise to me. But you guys are very, very loved, and I just wish a lot more people would call in and tell you how much you mean to all of us.
Well, thank you. Thanks again, Laura, very much.
Jeff,
you bet.
Jeff,
good night.
I just want. Oh, sorry. Thanks, Laura.
Go ahead, David.
You know, I wanted to talk about just a minute about. I just did this poster for a revisionist magazine called the Barnes Review.
Yes.
And we did a revisionist superhero. We have Ernst Zundel, you know, as a superhero, and Dr. Fred Tobin and David Irving, and they're all superheroes, and they're out front of the Holocaust Museum. And the thought police, all the police cars are coming after them, and they're just manhandling them. And you got to take a look at this poster. And it's actually going to be offered through this magazine. If you go to the email address, if you want to take a look at it or if you want to find out about it, it's editor@barnesreview.org. So write to them and ask about the information about this poster. I believe the offer is $25, and you get three magazines, and which is an amazing, and plus this big full-color poster that I just did. So yes, editor@barnesreview.org.
Very good. All right. I want to see the poster. This is a propitious moment just to pause, and you mentioned Dr. Fred Tobin, David Irving, and Ernst Zundel. Ernst Zundel is approaching 7 years in prison. He is in Mannheim, Germany, due to be let out hopefully next March. He is in prison for nothing other than expressing a belief system or even questioning a set of alleged historical facts. That's it. That's why he is in prison. That's why 7 years of his life have been stolen from him. This is beyond an outrage. He reprinted a booklet which simply questioned the number of Jews in Europe who died during the Holocaust. It was entitled, Did 6 Million Really Die? And that's all it takes now, folks. We are in the hands on this planet, as you know, of evil. If we lose our ability to think as we will, to express ourselves as we will, otherwise known as freedom of speech and freedom of thought, we're finished. It's that simple. And these people are martyrs of our time. They're heroes of our time. And we never want to forget about them, especially those who are incarcerated right now in prison. And there will be more unless we stop it. Even the defense attorney of Ernst Zundel, Sylvia Stoltz,
right,
is in prison because she simply tried to defend him with factual data in court. That's how disturbed we are, how insane things have gotten. So remember Ernst Zundel, hold him in your thoughts if you would, and wish him well, as the others who are in prison at this moment deserve. It's not a good situation out there. I'm glad you did that, David. I look forward to seeing it.
Yes, and I'm in jeopardy my own self. You know, I'm just right above Germany. I can't, you know, with all the art that I've started to do on the Holocaust and questioning the Holocaust, you know, Sweden's pretty open about that. But Germany, if you do that, you can go to prison. So, you know, I could be in prison right next to Ernst Zundel very easily if I travel in the wrong places, just south 100 miles from here. So,
right, right. Well, don't. Because
yeah, right.
The people who are running Germany are not real Germans. They're not reflective of the history of that country, which goes back hundreds of years. They're not reflective of anyone who is an honest member of an advanced culture or society. This is a whole different way of trying to subjugate the planet. And these people have got to be addressed. And David does that with his artwork, probably more powerfully than anyone else in some ways.
I've,
all right, let's
I've
see.
I've said plenty about the Holocaust already, and, you know, I can only say to people that haven't investigated it, you know, I investigated 9/11, and that story, the official story fell apart within minutes if you start to look at it. Well, I was
right.
Shocked to see that the Holocaust story falls apart even faster, and that's why they're putting people in prison, because if you really lay out the facts on it, it falls apart so fast, and so many things are built on the Holocaust that's why they have to imprison people just to shut them up and to have the fear factor and everybody else to shut up about it. So,
no, exactly correct. They will never allow an honest, and I've been calling this for years, I'm tired of all this stuff. Let's have an honest, forensic, scientific, academic investigation of what really happened in World War II. Let's put this thing to sleep. Never happened,
happen.
Folks.
They won't let you dig. They won't let you dig to find out anything. Maybe you can do core samples. You know, they have this ground-penetrating radar that they use. They can see, like, a photograph down 100 feet. And
right.
You know, they went into Treblinka and found that this whole area where they pointed and said there's a million bodies buried here, there's a whole monument. They took the ground-penetrating radar, and they came back after 3 weeks and says, this ground has never even been dug up. You can see the sedimentary rock, it just doesn't change, so it's never even been dug up. So,
right. Well, know, I think you've summed it up very well.
Perfect.
Anyone
yep.
who wants to do any research, fortunately, is still able to do so on the Internet, and the official story just disintegrates in minutes when you start to read about it. It's
right.
That simple. Yeah. David, thanks so much for being here. I'm glad Aussie is doing so much better and is apparently on the road to full recovery. This is a miracle.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am taking donations at PayPal. It's at davodees@hotmail.com. davodees@hotmail.com. I'd really appreciate anybody that would help out with that.
Very good. All right, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Good night.
Thanks. Good night. Dave O. Dees, that's the letter O, Dave O, just string it all together, davodees@hotmail.com. You know, donations to defray the cost of saving the life of one of David's best friends, one of his cats. All right, we're going to pause, and we'll be right back in just a few minutes.